how to enjoy all the lights and the bells and the whistles.
We say enjoy the show.
Means so we all enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, just holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Good morning. Incredible show for you. Today we'll be talking a lot about the Belmont Buzz, which is the failure of this hospital, at least a higher regional hospital. We're going to be asking lots and lots of tough questions. And boy, the anger in Belmont County regarding this is unbelievable.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
You heard Kurt Weinschanker talk about a letter penned regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital and their apparent, I've got to be careful of the words that I use here, less than ideal financial shenanigans. Kurt Cross also posted something on Facebook that I want to share with you. Kurt Cross, the guy who put the Totten Totterdale, is going to be, I'll be reading his statement as well. A lot of really, really, really upset people. So all that, I've got great audio clips, including from the president and some revelations regarding this judge, the latest judge, and now the judges. It's all lawfare all over again. The judges now are trying to stop the MAGA nation. I've lost all respect for judges. I lost all respect for lawyers, and now I've lost all respect for judges because, you know, you pull back the curtain and they're just political animals. That the law means nothing to these people. It means nothing. So judges mean nothing to me anymore. Nothing. But first, what about your electric bills? Way too high, way too high. West Virginia's leading the way nationwide in going after these high electric bills and energy issues. And we've got one of our favorite guests here. His name is Chris Rose. He is a state senator, 2nd Senate District in West Virginia, covers part of the Upper Ohio Valley, of course. So, Chris Rose, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. So what is the latest here regarding your bill to end subsidies for wind energy? I would have figured it would have been a no-brainer by now because your bill would then essentially lower electric rates for the citizens of West Virginia. The Senate and the House, overwhelmingly controlled by Republicans. The governor's a Republican. This seems like a no-brainer, but apparently my sources in Charleston are telling me that it's not going forward. What the hell's going on here?
Well, your sources were correct until about late last night. I got a text late last night to see that Senate Bill 439, which is the removing of the subsidy for the windmill industry, is actually on the agenda in finance today. So I'm very excited to see that. I'm also excited to see that as of right now, it's exactly the same version that passed out of the Energy Committee, which means no grandfather clauses, no tricks, no smoke and mirrors. It is a full repeal of the windmill subsidy.
That is great. They probably were anticipating this question this morning of you from me, and they probably thought to themselves, we don't want Dimitri's wrath. Let's just go ahead and push this thing forward. That's my read on the legislature in Charleston. You think it's pretty accurate?
I think it's pretty accurate, and I think we need to use your wrath to help get some more good legislation on the agenda. I really think we could utilize that very powerful tool.
Well, I'm right here. So what else is going on now in Charleston? There was an editorial in the dying local newspaper here, Billionaire Bob's Unintelligencer. Billionaire inherited the money, of course. And it says, a shot of common sense in the House. Did you read this yet?
No, I have not. Do tell.
All right, let me read you some of this because I was surprised and confused. The writing is horrible, But I thought maybe you could give us an update, because I'm a big believer in parents having the right to decide whether their kids should be vaccinated or not, and religious exemptions and all. Anyway, here's what it says. A shot of common sense in the House. Members of West Virginia's House Health and Human Services Committee have injected a measure of common sense responsibility into the conversation about vaccine requirements for public and private school students in the state. When State Senate Bill 460 made its way over to the House of Delegates, it included questionable exemptions for religious and philosophical reasons. In an 18-7 vote, members of the House committee removed them. Do you know what that's all about?
So exactly what date is that? Because I got some context on what happened on Friday.
Well, this was published in today's Intel.
Okay, so they're referring to a very strong medical freedom legislation that passed out of the Senate, which included religious, philosophical, not only for public schools, but for private and parochial as well, because many of the members of the Senate believe that your vaccination status should be, you know, basically none of someone else's business from the start. You should never be denied access to a job, pursuit of an education, or the American dream based on your vaccination status. And we very carefully put that together in our piece of legislation. But the House had a very different opinion on it. Again, I can't speak for the House, but they didn't like that piece of legislation. To them, they only wanted religious exemptions for public school students. They wanted private schools to have the ability to have their own vaccine schedules. And they took a lot of our stuff out and they get it out of the health committee. But on the floor, a religious exemption for public schools made it back in on second reading. And today that bill will be on third reading. And then we would have to concur as the Senate with the bill they send us. And we're discussing right now if we would do so.
All right. So what are the odds of this happening? And at the end of the day, what is this going to mean to my listeners?
So the odds of it happening is pretty well. I think you'll see it pass out of the House about 60, 65-ish yes votes, and then it'll come back over to the Senate, concur. It'll be a decent win for medical freedom in West Virginia. It's not exactly what the Senate wanted. It's not exactly what the people wanted. But with the current makeup of the House, I think that's about the best we're going to get. We'll have to take another bite of the apple for more. But what this will do, you have Morsi's executive order, which is still more medical freedom than the bill. But we have time to try to get another stronger piece of legislation. Once we get this one passed, and those who are uneasy about voting yes on medical freedom, once they see the sky's not falling, maybe we can go back and convince them to give us some more medical freedom. Because, you know, we have a saying here in West Virginia that Mountaineers are always free. And I think that we need to, you know, embrace that motto and make sure we're the most free state in the nation.
Oh, yeah. No question. Let's see here. What about the Renaissance Act? What is going on with West Virginia coal industry? And again, how is this going to impact my listeners?
So the Coal Renaissance Act, that is Senate Concurrent Resolution 18. What that is it's going to put a think tank together that works under the Senate Energy Committee of the Trump administration, Governor Morsi's administration, and the Senate Energy Committee on what we can get together with, you know, from federal all the way down to state level. Let's get together and have, let's put together a comprehensive plan to increase coal consumption and coal use domestically, internationally, steel, whether it be, you know, metallurgical for steel making or thermal for, you know, electric generation. We have now finally a president, a governor, and a legislature that's extremely pro-coal, and it's time to embrace it. And it's
tough. The audience, the studio audience loves that. Yes! Thank you. All right, so now, is this just smoke and mirrors, or is this going to actually have some teeth, if I can mix my metaphors?
The intent and the hope is for it to actually have some teeth, because it actually will meet, you know, like twice a year under the Senate Energy Committee, and it could even meet even more than that if need be, and report back to the overall legislature on what we should do. So, I mean, it's definitely something that the Trump administration is interested in. They've been very responsive. The governor has been very responsive to it. You know, he has a big microgrid bill where he's trying to win the backyard, economic backyard brawl here, so to speak, where you got all these data centers and everything else looking, because Trump administration is investing very heavily in that. And he wants coal to be at the forefront of that. So, I mean, he absolutely has interest in coal, gas, and he talks about water as well. But he definitely wants West Virginia coal to have this renaissance, and actually has been very supportive of it so far.
That is fantastic. I know you and I had talked about this before. I think West Virginia really needs to take the lead here regarding artificial intelligence, because everything that I've read, I don't know much about this. This is way beyond my pay grade. I'm still trying to figure out Bitcoin. But everything that I've read, artificial intelligence, AI, is the coming big thing, and it needs massive amounts of energy, as does Bitcoin mining. And in order for this thing to work, and West Virginia is sitting on so much energy, potential energy, it's unbelievable. I mean, with coal and gas and oil, it's just remarkable. And so if West Virginia could tap this incredible untapped source of natural energy, we can actually be ground zero when it comes to artificial intelligence and Bitcoin mining, because we have so much energy if we would just unleash it.
No, you're absolutely right. So we have about 400 years worth of coal and gas each underneath their feet at current consumption rates. And with these data centers and stuff, it's probably about 300 each. But still, I mean, you're talking three centuries of West Virginia's energy leading the way for the entire country and even the world. You know, we could be the energy hub for the East Coast. We could be the energy hub for the United States. We just have to get big government out of the way. We have to quit thinking like we're in the war on coal. We have to quit thinking like we're still under the Obama administration or the Biden administration. We have a president who gets it, who knows the climate change thing was a hoax, who knows that the wind and solar just quite frankly does not work. Without the subsidies, they cannot survive. And it's time to act like it as a state.
No question. Anything going on regarding breaking up the big power companies, breaking up their monopolies so we can have lower energy bills?
So we have a bill that I think you'll like very much. It's called Senate Bill 505. It's a pay-for-what-you-get mechanism. It's on the agenda for the Energy Committee today. And essentially right now what is happening in West Virginia and even in other states is these coal-fired power plants are getting paid not to run. These electric utilities that own them will run them at 30-40% and still get paid to have them in what they call a reserve shutdown. So they're available for peak demand, but what they'll do is they'll put them in reserve shutdown and get paid for it, by the way, and buy more expensive electricity off of the PJM. And when I mean by more expensive, I mean wind and solar from another state. And grandma has to pay for all of that. She has to pay for the energy that they buy off the PJM and also has to pay for the cost of that plant to sit there idle. What Senate Bill 505 will do, it will remove that mechanism here in West Virginia. You want to get paid for that plant, you got to run it.
All right. And what is that going to mean realistically to my listeners and their monthly electric bill?
It means that West Virginia is going to burn a lot more beautiful, clean coal. And in turn, your rates should start coming down.
How soon is that going to happen?
That is going to happen as soon as this bill hits the governor's desk. I seen him on Newsmax there, I think about a week ago, endorsing this bill as well. My hope is to get this out of the Senate pretty quickly and get it to the House this session. And then hopefully by the end of the year, we can at least see this start to bring our bills down and maybe even see a rate case for the decreases. Now, the electric utilities, for full disclosure, to be fair and full disclosure here, they do not like this bill. They're trying to say it's going to increase rates because they're trying to say that coal is more expensive. But, you know, you and I know the truth on that. Coal is the most affordable and reliable form of electricity we have, along with natural gas. But just to put their side of the narrative out there, they believe it's going to increase rates. They don't want to run these plants 100% capacity. They want to continue as is. And when you bring them in and you ask them, well, what's it going to take to bring rates down? They don't really have an answer for you. So we told them originally, we would prefer you get rates down on your own. We didn't want to have to intervene. But, you know, grandma can no longer afford this, so we have to do something. And this is a huge first step in unleashing coal and stop using wind and solar.
Yeah. A live exclusive interview with Chris Rose, State Senator Chris Rose, 2nd Senate District, West Virginia, which includes the Upper Ohio Valley. Terrific guy, great friend of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. More with him in just a bit. Here's someone who is actually doing something. I mean, really honest to God, doing something to lower your electric bills, and West Virginia seems to be leading the nation regarding this, being very proactive, going after the energy companies, going after wind and solar, and pushing coal. This is very, very exciting times here in the Mountain State. Very exciting times. And Chris Rose leading the charge, fourth generation coal miner, now a 2nd Senate District Senator, and great friend of the show. More with him, exclusive interview coming up in a bit.